This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Former U.S. FBI Director James Comey on Sunday acknowledged a U.S. Justice Department Inspector General report identified real sloppiness, in his words, in the surveillance of a former Trump campaign aide. He said he was wrong to have been overconfident about how the Russia investigation was handled. Comey spoke on Fox News.
Remember how we got here? The FBI was accused of criminal misconduct. Remember, I was going to jail and lots of other people were going to jail. People on this network said it over and over and over again. The Inspector General did not find misconduct by FBI personnel, did not find political bias, did not find illegal conduct. Inspector General found significant mistakes, and that is not something to sneeze at. That's really important. But the American people, especially your viewers, need to realize they were given false information about the FBI. It's honest, it is not political, it is flawed.
After 2 weeks of negotiations in Madrid on tackling global warming, delegates from almost 200 nations to the climate summit passed declarations calling for more cuts to greenhouse gas emissions. They also called for more help for poor countries suffering the effects of climate change. The delegates postponed until next year a key decision on how to regulate global carbon markets. Martin Kaiser of Greenpeace Germany.
I mean, this conference in Madrid is really a down point for the entire multilateralism on climate change. And it's now up to the European Union with the Green Deal to go ahead with a clear vision of a carbon-free, neutral economy.
Carbon markets put a price on emission of carbon dioxide, the main greenhouse gas, and allow countries or companies to trade emissions that emissions permits that can be steadily reduced, encouraging the uptake of low-emission technologies. Delegates meet again next year in Glasgow. You're listening to VOA News. Fighting in Libya continued over the weekend after Khalifa Haftar, Libya's de facto eastern leader, announced what he called a final assault on the western capital, Tripoli. VOA's Heather Murdoch has this report from Tunis.
On Friday, Khalifa Haftar, the strongman who leads Libya's eastern military, announced a final assault on the western capital, Tripoli, after nearly 9 months of battling to take over the city. Tensions quickly escalated as both sides anticipated ratcheted up international support for their enemy, with Russian troops believed to be supporting Haftar's army, known as the Libyan National Army, and Turkey promising to send forces to support the Western Government of National Accord if requested. Fighting continued throughout the weekend, but by Sunday afternoon, neither side had gained a significant amount of ground. I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Tunis.
16 deaths are confirmed now. Two bodies remain missing in New Zealand after recovery teams returned to the volcanic White Island on Sunday. More from VOA's Phil Mercer.
Search teams have failed to find the bodies of the last victims of a volcanic eruption in New Zealand. The authorities said they faced unique and challenging conditions. The water has been contaminated by the volcano and divers had to wear special protective equipment. Another victim is thought to be near the crater. On Sunday, recovery teams again landed on the island, but neither of the missing two bodies have been found. It's unclear when another recovery attempt will be made. Phil Mercer, Sydney, VOA News.
China has suspended the planned additional tariffs on some U.S. goods that were meant to be implemented on December 15th. That's according to China's State Council's Customs Tariff Commission on Sunday, after the two countries agreed to a Phase 1 trade deal on Friday. The statement was issued on the websites of Chinese government departments, including China's finance ministry. It was also reported by state media outlets such as Xinhua. The statement added that China hopes on the basis of equality and mutual respect to work with the United States to properly resolve each other's core concerns and promote the stable development of U.S.-China economic and trade relations. The Wall Street Journal reports that officials at the U.S. Army and Navy academies say they've launched an investigation into whether their students flashed white power hand signals during a nationally televised football game Saturday that President Donald Trump attended. The newspaper says West Point cadets and Annapolis midshipmen appeared to have flashed the hand signs during the annual Army-Navy football game in Philadelphia. The journal says authorities at both military schools say they have not determined the intent of the sign, which is similar to the OK sign. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.